You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some industry news. Larsen & Toubro on Monday said that it has bagged significant orders in the range of Rs 1,000 crores to Rs 2,500 crores for its power transmission and distribution business in India and abroad. In a regulatory filing, L&T said that the business has won two orders for the upgrade of electrical networks in large industrial facilities in the Middle East. The scope of these orders involves establishing gas-insulated substations with associated high-voltage cable systems. The power transformers and control and protection systems are the other crucial elements that will be installed as part of the works, it said. According to the company, the value of significant orders between Rs 1,000 crores and Rs 2,500 crores. Large orders are worth Rs 2,500 crores to Rs 5,000 crores. Major orders are in the range of Rs 5,000 crores to Rs 7,000 crores. And mega orders are worth above Rs 7,000 crores. Meanwhile, Adani Power Limited on Monday said that it has achieved commercial operations of its power project located in Godha district of Jharkhand. This is to inform that Unit 2 of 800 MW capacity of the 2x800 MW Ultra Supercritical Power Project of Adani Power, Jharkhand Limited, situated in Godha district in Jharkhand, has achieved commercial operations at 2400 hours Bangladesh Standard Time on 25th June 2023 following successful completion of reliability run tests as per contract, it said in a regulatory filing. Moving on, the billionaire founder of Byju's, the Indian education technology firm that lost its auditor and three board members in 1 week, has in recent days reached out directly to investors to assure them the startup will finally release long-delayed financials and strengthen accounting processes. On a call with investors, Byju Ravindran acknowledged his failure in installing processes that could have helped close the accounts on time and said its systems are being improved with the help of a newly appointed finance chief and general counsel, according to people familiar with the discussion. The startup told investors it is on track to finalize fiscal 2022 numbers by the end of September after hiring MSKA and associates to replace Deloitte Haskins & Sells, according to the people who asked not to be named as the information isn't public. In the economy sector, S&P Global Ratings on Monday retained India's GDP growth forecast at 6%, saying it will be the fastest-growing economy among Asia-Pacific nations, reported PTI. The GDP growth forecast for the current and the next fiscal has been kept unchanged from the forecast made in March, partly on account of domestic resilience. Louis Quijas, Asia-Pacific chief economist at S&P Global Ratings, said, quote, "We see the fastest growth at about 6% in India, Vietnam and the Philippines," S&P Global Ratings said in its quarterly economic update for Asia-Pacific. The medium-term growth outlook remains relatively solid. The Asian emerging market economies remain among the fastest-growing ones in our global growth outlook through 2026, unquote. In some more economy news, wheat advanced after a weekend in which top exporter Russia experienced an armed uprising that represented the greatest threat yet to President Vladimir Putin's almost quarter-century rule, reported Bloomberg. A rebellion by Yevgeny Prigozhin, leader of the Wagner mercenary group, took fighters to within hours of Moscow. A deal was struck to end the insurrection, prompting Prigozhin to halt his assault and agree to go into exile. Wheat futures in Chicago climbed as traders weighed the implications of the events, rising as much as 1.3% to $7.5625 a bushel. Prices are about 27% higher this month as dry weather parched crops in the U.S. and after fighting between Russia and Ukraine escalated, damping the outlook for a deal that allows Ukraine to ship grain from Black Sea ports. In the banking sector, Canara Bank has become the first public sector bank in India to introduce a facility of UPI payments to merchants through RuPay credit card. Customers of the Canara Bank will now be able to make UPI payments to merchants from their RuPay credit cards, also in addition to their bank accounts. Customers can link their Canara Bank RuPay credit cards to their UPI IDs. Commenting on the new facility, K. Satyanarayana Raju, MD and CEO of Canara Bank, said the procedure for linking the credit card is similar to the existing account linking procedure and customers can select Canara credit card during account listing for linking. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Domestic indices ended Monday session mostly flat, The NSE Nifty 50 increased 25.70 points or 0.14% to 18,691.20, and BSE Sensex dipped 9 points to settle at 62,970. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.